Miguel Estrada, President Bush's controversial nominee to the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C., has withdrawn his name from consideration. The action, long expected in the wake of a Democratic filibuster, prompted anguished cries from Republicans on Capitol Hill. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
Estrada, a Honduran immigrant, was the first Hispanic ever nominated to the D.C. Appeals Court, a fact Republicans sought to use against Democrats who resisted the nominee. And Democrats did resist, in part because the D.C. Appeals Court is seen as a potential stepping stone to the U.S. Supreme Court. At his confirmation hearing, Democrats contended Estrada was not forthright or responsive to questions about his views. They demanded access to memos he wrote when he served in the Justice Department. The Bush administration refused, and Democrats cited that as the reason for their filibuster, contending that it would be irresponsible to confirm someone whose views were so unknown. 7 times, Senate Republicans sought to break the filibuster, but fell short of the 60 votes needed to cut off debate. Today, in a letter to President Bush, Estrada withdrew, saying it was time for him to move on. President Bush, in a written statement, denounced the Senate's treatment of Estrada as disgraceful, but he did not mention the matter in a 45-minute speech this afternoon. On Capitol Hill, Republicans voiced their fury at what they claimed was an unprecedented filibuster. In fact, judicial nominations have been filibustered in the past, but with one exception involving a Supreme Court nomination, the filibusters have not succeeded. GOP filibusters of Clinton nominees were quelled by the Republican leadership. Thus, they see the Democrats' use of the filibuster on Estrada and 3 other nominees as a significant upping of the ante in the judicial wars. Republican leader Bill Frist.
This is a dark moment, I believe, in the history of the United States Senate. Those of us as members of the United States Senate have been denied a very, very basic right. And indeed, that responsibility of advice and consent.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch and others suggested that the Democrats had treated Estrada differently because he's Hispanic.
I decry the selective way that Miguel Estrada has been treated in comparison to all other nominees who have been brought to the floor.
Democrats, in contrast, blamed the White House, Senator Charles Schumer.
Miguel Estrada is an unfortunate victim of a White House policy of not cooperating with the Senate and stonewalling in the appointment of judges. As long as the administration continues to do this, we will continue to block the judges they nominate that are far beyond the mainstream or those judges that refuse to answer questions.
Democrats noted that 60 of President Clinton's nominees did not get a vote in committee, a tactic they assert amounted to a backdoor filibuster. 11 Clinton nominees withdrew in the face of those tactics. As for the other 3 judicial nominees currently being filibustered, Democrat Schumer had this to say.
I think it'll be the same as Miguel Estrada. They could bring them up for votes 2 more times, 3 more times, 5 more times. They won't succeed.
Republicans said they continue to keep, quote, all options open, including what has come to be known as the nuclear option, reinterpreting the rules of the Senate to prevent filibusters on judicial nominations. It's called the nuclear option because it would mean open warfare on everything on the floor of the Senate. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.